Welcome to Windows into Eternity with Almeen. This hour you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Almeen.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where in the world you are, my brothers and sisters. And we're very, very delighted that you're with us. And we don't actually have any questions left for today. We've been working through many questions during the last few shows, but there are many things that I wanted to share with you. So I'm not sure where the show is going to go. We'll sort of follow our hearts and see where it goes. So what I wanted to catch you up on, some of the things that have happened regarding the angelic beings and what they are downloading to us. There was a group of them here in the night. They wanted to give me information. I still don't have that information because I was actually, to tell you the honest truth, I was so tired because the night before, the internet kept me up with things that I needed to do virtually the whole night. So if you can follow on my Twitter page, you will, you know, my website will tell you just how to get there. You will understand that. My brothers and sisters, I wanted to speak with you about a group of holy places that have surfaced that we did not foresee. We are currently in the final stages of editing the books that give you the information on the 130 sacred libraries of the earth and where to find them. For instance, you know, there's one in Mexico, there's one in near Cape Town, in Namaqualand, and there's one near Johannesburg, and there's one up in Zimbabwe, and in Oregon, and so forth, and we have one in Poland, and multiple others. I mean, there's 130. So we've detailed them for you very, very carefully, and we have told you little bits of what is in each of those libraries, any specific themes that they were dealing with. This that we are uncovering about the angels is entirely different. And I don't know what this is leading to, but there are complexes coming up and showing. And what happened was like this. First of all, I started to, at night, see, in just right before I went to sleep, it started out that I saw angels calling me to go with them to a specific place. Eventually, of my own choice and volition, I went to go and see. And there is a magnificent library. We've given you a detailed map of its flooring. It has 7 freestanding tablets of gold. We have copied, and by we is that I have a phenomenal, beautiful sister, Oracle, and her name is Aoife. She's a master from the Toronto Masters, and she's a phenomenal oracle, and she's also an engineer, and wonderful to take with me or to go by herself to these holy places to take our drawings down and our floor plans. So she has made detailed copies of the front and the back of these angel tablets. There are 7 freestanding angel tablets. We have translated what is on those tablets, and it's part of the book, The Gift of the Angels, that will be coming out in April. Then there were 12 long, skinny ones, and you can see copies of these on our blog if you go and, you know, look a bit back. It's very carefully indexed, and you'll be able to find them and see how exquisite they are. There are also 12, and then there is a 13th one up on the ceiling. Well, we translated everything where it was in the library, and as we were working on the ceiling library, the hanging plates in this library, it mentioned another temple. It mentioned another complex that it called the Wheel of Life. A very, very complex system of pyramids with circular passages. And you can see something very similar to this, but not as complex, just very simple. In the Middle Age writings of, I think it's Dee and Kelly, John Dee and Kelly. Kelly is the last name of these two alchemists that lived in the late 1500s, early 1600s. I think early 1600s, but I know they lived in the late 1500s. And you can look it up on the internet under Enochian Magic, E-N-O-C-I-C-H-I-A-N, Magic, and also the Sigil of Ameth, A-M-E-T-H. You will see that they had what they drew as watchtowers, because they were working with a group of beings known as the Watchers at the time, and the Watchers were literally the mirror images of the mother in the dream. And because mirror images mirror backwards, whereas she was life-enhancing, they were non-life-enhancing, but initially that was not understood. And as mother, you know, fell asleep deeply, space seemed very real, and these beings kept open the spaces in the mirror. So it was thought that they held the matrixes, which they did, of existence. There are now no matrixes and no watchers. But the angels took their marching orders from these watchers, because they were seen as those who held the template of existence in the cosmos, and even the mother herself in the dream that we have been in as a cosmos during the ages of the fall thought of it as such. The angels attempted at that time to give their magic to Dee and Kelly. It's clear to me. But it was tainted magic, because its source was tainted, coming from the Watchers. They had four pyramids, and they had circular tunnels with a circular chamber in the middle that was given at that time to Dee and Kelly. And we were given the same sort of images. Then we actually started going to this complex wheel of life in Egypt under the sands. There's a piece of it sticking above the sand. Sand has gathered around it, so it looks like a sort of a strange sand dune jutting out in the middle of nowhere. It's part of a tunnel, a tower. But my brothers and sisters, this angelic complex known as the Wheel of Life, it had four pyramids, circular towers, middle circle, looking similar to Dee and Kelly's work. We were in there, and as we got the bits and pieces translated that was necessary to get from those four pyramids, because they'd seem empty, but then one piece would be there. So you translate the one piece, and then suddenly something else appears. And in this way, it was meant that only those who could step by step enter into the secrets of the angels were able to go the whole way. As we proceeded, additional circular tunnels appeared with bigger pyramids. Then a set of four towers appeared, long and skinny towers. And each had things in that we had to do. And then four bigger towers, one of which is sticking above the ground, but under sand. So it's under sand, but it's sticking up slightly. So it looks like it was designed for like a helicopter landing. It's a place where a spacecraft can land on. This is the Wheel of Life. It is in Egypt. We have translated a great deal of magic out of that, and it's understandable to me why we are in a position where it was so well guarded, because from the Wheel of Life, we've gotten the gates of life. And the gates, you can send your intentions through. You can send healing methods through. You can send, the multiple alchemy that we've been giving you through to assist all of humankind. It affects all humankind when you send things through those gates. And, of course, it was very carefully guarded so that it would not fall into the wrong hands. Well, we had a wheel come online inside the inner chamber that was called the Wheel of All Life. And it was thought to be some sort of an energy source, because nothing would work until we basically had the energy source that had to go with it. So my brothers and sisters, all of a sudden, we started to be taken. I don't remember if Aoife was there first or if I came first, but I was there first, actually. It was during the workshop when I was in Toronto. One morning I was lying in my bed, and the next moment I was standing in my pajamas in a cave. The wheels that the angels have are teleporting devices. And they teleported me straight into this massive cave. There was a table. There was hardly anything there, except there were a lot of angels, and they called themselves the Council of Angels. They gave me multiple messages, some of which are on my blog, for humankind. And they said that much of their information still remained to come forth. By the time Aoife went to the cave, it started already to change from the subsequent work that was done. I gave their information to my class, we acted upon it, etc. And so as a result, that cave started to change. To make a long story short, the cave has now is in a mountain, in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco, and there's a central cave. Then there are small chambers off of the cave. If you think of a round circle and you have the four directions, in each of the directions there's a small round chamber. In the middle of that circle, that's the central cave. Then, if you go northwest, you've got there's another round chamber, chamber one, and then there is exactly west of the number two round chamber that you had in the west, there's another chamber. It's a square chamber, actually. Then there's at southwest, there's another round. Then due south, there's another square chamber, and so on. So you have like a rectangle around the circle around the cave. You have it horizontally. You also have it vertically. This is the second cave, and there was a huge wheel that came online in this cave that is said to be the power source yet again. Now we have a second wheel that's like a power source, but this power source was said to run the gates in Egypt. So we had this power source, then we had the gates in Egypt. Well, when I was in Curacao, when Mother spoke to the class, she said that there is also a wheel of power that is in Curacao. So, my brothers and sisters, let me tell you how we were able to photograph this magnificent pyramid as it rose out of the ocean and so forth, but let's first take a quick little break here.
A Life of Miracles is a deeply inspiring and motivational book in its content. It is unique in its field in making man's relationship as the microcosm to the macrocosm understandable to both beginning and advanced readers. It's a detailed guide to living a joyous and balanced life that provides a carefully laid out map to achieving the magnificent destiny that beckons at the apex of human experience, that of ascension. If you're ready to ascend to a higher consciousness, begin each day with A Life of Miracles or any other books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or her magazine by contacting Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Al Mean. The magical book answers the question, do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Welcome back. Well, my brothers and sisters, when I was in Curacao, it was said that there was a third wheel. And that this third wheel, remember we had one under the sands in Egypt, then we had one in this strange outlay of cave, which is no longer just horizontal, it's spherical, in the Atlas Mountains in Morocco. And then the third wheel was said in Curacao that it was there in this land that this third wheel would be kept. Well, as we were doing our work during the week, our beautiful, we had two sisters that were Ukrainian, and Tatiana, who was Russian. We had Lucy or Ludmila and so on. We had them. Lucy was actually the one that was able with her camera to capture this pyramid rising out of the water. And it changed colors. There were layers of color to it as it started coming out of the water. Now, I am waiting to get those photographs. I don't actually have them yet, but they will very, very shortly be coming, and then we'll be putting them definitely on the blog and hopefully even in our book, The Gift of the Angels, or on the angel website. So there's a third wheel that is there. In the last day, another wheel is coming forth. And so this, we don't even actually know where it is. In the night, I've been going back and forth. I vaguely read an email that came from our Oracle Ifa that she is starting to see something happening. What is going on? Well, there's some other huge wheel of the angels coming forth, and I don't know what they are yet. And so today is perhaps a very good day, because these angels have been lingering around my house now since last night, that we ask them what exactly it is that they're wanting to tell us and what is coming forth with this new complex group of buildings that are coming out. So let's just see if we can contact them right here on the station. Erekra har u vasta, mispa uknesvi, hesh paruch nasta, keostra baruk etrech hares vaba, keles vistrava urukne, tre hures binik virtrat u eskletvi paru vershna sta u vabir. Okay, they are saying that there are three books of the angels that have to come through forth. Book one was the book, The Gift of the Angels, that I've completed writing in that very miraculous 2-week period, and that book contains the alchemical potencies of light to a higher extent. They have just come through to give us the ancient art of creating alchemical potions and essences from frequencies. And I'm actually just in the process of compiling that, my brothers and sisters. So they're pointing out that was the second book that needs to be written. Ishtech namasata ikir ba urut. They wish it to be called Sacred Secrets of the Angels. And then the subtitle is The Ancient Art of Creating Alchemical Potions and Essences and also Essential Oils. Itre birk naharas estehve ureshklatvi varuvrabish esvi ech tre biruk nan haret kletva ursbistavich kelsh astrahurut menek parvi. I do not understand what they're saying very clearly. Let me just try and say so far what I do understand. They say that there is the alchemical potencies of matter, which we dealt with if you look at www.wheelsofthegoddess.com. It's there, the way to do alchemy, and it has to do with matter. They say that they then gave us the one for light and the one for frequency. They say that the third one is yet to come out. Look at the dream, look at the dream. So I'm not entirely sure what they mean by look at the dream. So let me just ask them, is Dach Be Ishatuchna Masata? I said, are you talking about the time the cosmos was in the dream? Okay, now they're laughing. Ishich Dach Nusa? No, it's on your paper. Epech Pahu Ekenetve Shtauch. Look where the questions are. Oh, wait a minute. I have here the questions, but I thought I'd answered them all. Here's a dream from Nancy from Arizona. I had a dream about Almin measuring something with 3 points. And it seemed significant, is part of what she's writing. Is that the dream? Yeshtechnevesat, Unashvarus, 3 points there are, given by the angels. Then the fourth shall open, and 3 become 1. Bitritna harakvistekve, uluk arastala, birik peresh nustachvi, heris vat naper, ukla hiristra hurnachvi barut. Okay, they say that their task is to give us the 3 points that the sister Nancy saw me measuring in the dream. That there is a third set coming. And I'm asking, Tiret Eret Arasatne Kulushna Brach, what is that one about that we have not yet received? Vireknetret Pashklat Hurech Verstat Ikret. They say that we will have received, we will have received portions of it by the time I go to Australia. Now, I don't know if it's June or July, my brothers and sisters, because I don't study my calendar. I find it a little daunting, so I just do one day at a time. But I know that Australia is in the summer. So they're saying that by the summer, the third body of information will have come in. They didn't say if it's in its entirety. Nishbach peres utrat nehe klaruch birit statvi. We can never give you everything in our entirety. The wheel of life alone, this is the one in Egypt, has many, many, many secrets we have not given you yet. Barish, 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 parak naurut, aras tachve eklet. Many, many, many layers yet to come. Pu utru uneshverte paras harut eskret parashvi estehve ukrat naharas pa uklava. They say that the next level that will come out is the alchemy of high awareness, and that it is the third body of alchemy that they will give us. Titra hus achnasta, aren't you going to ask us what it's for? Well, yes, and what is it for? Pietre huruchnasta, pish elek heret naurut, ska avach. It is the alchemy to create spiritual gifts and raise consciousness within humankind. Petre utna avach, bespla hurus, ishta Mirperet uruknatvi ker arach nusta. The mother, the Holy Mother, has given you bits and pieces of the puzzle. It will come a time when you put those bits and pieces together. And then there shall be a potent tool of raising consciousness. Virech nastatvi u eshklat, what are the pieces that you are speaking of? Nechsta vabi, ku unut va pereskanish belvaspata. They say one of those pieces that have been given to you is Karnish Belvaspata. And we spoke about Karnish Belvaspata in our previous section, my brothers and sisters, and that it was in fact that which raises consciousness. It's the healing modality that raises consciousness. And it is available for all Belvaspata practitioners to practice. And if you are not familiar with Belvaspata, you really ought to take a peek at it because it embodies tremendous truths, and it can be found for free on www.almeenhealing.com. If you connect that with what we will give you, ishtachbu ustenet pilklet vetra, uklet vetra pe ishtuch minas eles vrabi. If you use the alchemy of awareness that we will give you in the future, they didn't say in the future, which we are yet to give you, then you will raise the consciousness of all creatures when you send it through our gates. So in other words, what I'm understanding they're saying is you can use it on individuals, but when you send it through the angel gates, it affects all humanity. And when it affects all humanity, what we have going, my brothers and sisters, is that it can also affect the cosmos. If you then incorporate Karnish Belvaspata. Karnish Belvaspata, on the other hand, raises the consciousness of the individual because of the gift they give to the cosmos. Let me just make sure we have this right. Yes, they say that that is correct. Pinash, Pinash. That's right, that's right. Peshpa, Uklech, Heres Nastatvi. Okay, let's take a quick party break, and I will try and explain this one again for you when we get back, because it's new to me as well.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspata, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
So my brothers and sisters, the angels are saying that they have already given us the alchemy of light and frequency. On the website, you already have that, which is the alchemy of matter. And they're saying that they are also going to deliver to us at some point before summer the alchemy of awareness. And that when they do that, that at that point we will be able to raise our awareness with that alchemy. They say that when we couple that with their gates, we can send it to all humanity. Now, Kanish Balvaspata, as I explained on last week's show, works on the basis, it's the healing modality that raises consciousness, because it has these powerfully, powerfully holy symbols. Such miracles happened around my writing those symbols, my brothers and sisters. It was just amazing. Truly, it's beyond words. I was alone for a week in the hotel in Toronto, saw nobody, did nothing except to take down the angelic secrets. And they, during that week, I received the Kanish Balvaspata. And I couldn't quite understand how it fit, you know, because I was busy with the angel material. Well, when you send the Kanish Balvaspata through the gates with, say, another healing or an alchemical equation of raising awareness, particularly in this case, you would get what we in America call a double whammy. You'll get a double dose of it because it goes like this. Their alchemical potencies of awareness will already raise your consciousness. If you then, with Kanish Balvaspata, send it through the gates to humanity, it heals humanity. But because the Kanish Balvaspata sigils are going with it, it heals by proxy humanity, which heals the cosmos. And because of such a great service, another raising of awareness takes place as your recompense, as your compensation for doing such a great task. So that is what they're saying. And they're saying that all these pieces that I'm receiving are pieces of a puzzle. Now, I just want to ask them a few more questions before we, you know, move on to something else, because I'm... What about the websites I had to do, the sites I had to create? Ishtach, nuspa, kenesh vastu. Can't you see? You can send it through the angel gates to humanity and change all life. Misperstek ushna is there bahush. Without these sights, what techniques would you have to heal humanity's hearts? That's not well said. Let me try and translate this better. Not without. Those techniques were specifically given so that you could combine them and affect all of humankind's hearts. Is hearts the right word? Yes. Ishtech nisat uk enech parsh nata. Ech beveshkina vasu? They say, aren't you going to ask us why the wheel of life and our cave is laid out in very specific pattern like that? Yes, I'd like to know that. So, ishtechnas kulpa enesh. That is exactly the way. Ishutu unovishba techpa ukne evet akunuchvasat minis piritnatu. That is the way that the bodies of information that you are disseminating to the world fits together. Mishtechve ushvabiset Kita Unush, they say, do you want us to tell you the big secret of the center chambers? Shtech minispa ut, those are the chambers of work you have not yet done. Oh my stars, more work? I might be running away. What is the work I have not yet done? Kita Unush ba eche, kia Unush vastachva. Don't worry about it, you'll be asleep. Ishtechnesiti ama uknushva. As you sleep, you will be speaking holy secrets. Ishartuchna sahiye, piska unuchava. you shall be an oracle through which the infinite will speak the deep secrets, but you will be able to sleep while this takes place. Well, I don't quite understand the benefit of to all, but let Ertunash peste. Well, we forgot to tell you. It shall be recorded, Mister Inichkuch Nabast. So while you sleep, you speak in your sleep, someone will record it. Ish mechbau statava iye. Pihia, pihia, nukata, isisitu. We are very excited about this, for the deep mystery shall come forth, and you shall not be tired as you do this holy assignment. Nechte utu'a enish. Eseve ka'ayash. Isach ushete mikieve. It's the heart of the work. Eshechta, in the middle of each of these holy sites, pikiyekina utu uchiya ma'anas, there is a holy heart. Ikiyeka kana uchu masa. That's where the deep mysteries are kept, but not written down. Edechpa kuhayash. I don't quite understand. Iyechpa unush vastava. When you give these sacred wheels, and incidentally, there is already a wheel on my blog, my brothers and sisters. Let me just see what it's called. It's called the power source wheel. Yeah, the power source wheel. These are the wheels. Eshechta uchna be'eyesh anas. When you lie in meditation upon the power source wheels in the holy sites, you shall find that there is an unspeakable knowledge that filters through. Ikiaputunu shavadachnasa. Kikiaunu ufishichma pakra ateshne ikli herekbat usna eshklechte staubavich. You need only sleep, and the heart of the information shall come through you, but it shall not be written down, nor shall it be explained. It shall be felt by those who receive those recordings with their hearts. Esech vista, enough words. Tiknech vista, you have struggled to explain with words. Kipete uhich manash, eshete iachkunas. Ki avete, we are very happy that you are going to be doing this. For there are patterns in the floors that are holding, okay, windows, not secrets, windows into secrets. Windows into secrets is the right word. Eshechtach nusach, as you do the sleeping work, it will open the angel windows on the floors of their sacred wheels. Ishuchtuchna misma eshye. An unspoken knowledge shall flood the hearts of humankind. Sa, sa, look, look. This is why peshte vikye maku anas. Isaka heshve stuabachna ki a uye. This is why everything is given in order. This is why the hearts of humankind need to be purified, upgraded, cleared, and brought to innocence by the work of the supporting masters. Pista e yeshichta unas hat ikiyete. Achnu u ta mi eshve sava ukie. As you do the sleeping work, as the masters have cleared humanity by using the angel gates and studying the techniques, maybe methods is a better word, the methods given upon the websites. They keep referring to the 13 websites. I thought I had 14, but I haven't properly counted. But there are at least 13. But they keep mentioning 13 websites, so there are 13 that are very specifically important. Pitahunush. Oh, they say the one does not have techniques. And the one that does not have techniques is www.lifeofmiracles.com. That one is one that I created for the masters and myself. We put miracles on there. We put interdimensional photos on there and aphorisms and so on. But it doesn't have techniques. So they're quite accurate. There are 13 with techniques. Ishich. Sahva kippa unu hiyahva. Think of it as 12 plus 1, the 13th one being the alchemy. You go, see my brothers and sisters, esoterically when you work with 12 plus 1, 12 bring in like the 12 colors of pure diamonds, and when you put them together you get that seer stone that opens a tunnel. And it leads you through, incidentally, the 12 colors of pure diamonds is in the Natural History Museum, which I think is in New York. And there are the 12 colors of diamonds. When those are combined into one, it creates a seer stone. A seer stone is a passageway to something that then it changes trajectory of its information. It's like another dimension of information. Well, they're saying that 12 websites with the alchemy in the middle, once you have those mastered, then you go into the alchemy of frequency, the alchemy of light, and the alchemy of awareness. You've changed into like a vertical trajectory. It's gone through a tunnel. Let me just see. Okay, let's just take a commercial break because I'm getting kind of goofy here and I don't want to forget this. When I get this expanded, I sometimes forget that we have to have commercials. And by the way, my brothers and sisters, our brand new book, Windows into Eternity, is available and our sale is on. And for those of you hearing this message, this is recorded in February. It's our Valentine's sale. Mention this and you'll get all of our books with the exception of our brand new one. And we are $5 off of our Opening the Doors of Heaven book, but all other books are $9.95. And so it's a time to stock up for friends and Christmas and their birthdays or whatever you want to stock up for. And let's take a quick commercial break.
Almeen continues the exploration begun in her previous books, A Life of Miracles and Journey to the Heart of God, probing further into the nature and meaning of existence. Secrets of the Hidden Realms introduces the readers to the goddess mysteries as they apply not only to individual human lives, but to the cycles of the cosmos. From his background in the intangible functions of being, Almeen is led into the dimensions of non-humans, interacting with creatures previously known only in myth and folklore, the inner relationships of fairies, dragons, gnomes, unicorns, and other elementals, and their influence on humankind is explained. Vivid accounts of encounters with these beings and others existing as expressions of the widely divergent vibrations illustrate the essential unity of all creation. Journeying from these subtle realms, the reader is shown the ultimate expression of humanity, evolution into God being. Secret of the Hidden Realms can be obtained from Almeen, along with her other books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com. After 3 months of intense physical preparation in January 2004, Almeen experienced a transfiguration, entering the presence of the infinite for the second time since moving into God consciousness. The state of no longer identifying with the ego in 2000. In the weeks that followed, the powerful revelations contained in this book emerged from that all-encompassing silence. Having lost most of her linear thinking during this transition, much of this book had been written without conscious thought. This form of automatic writing, like automatic speaking she now does, flows freely from source into her own handwriting from which it was transcribed. Few have entered into God consciousness to leave the bliss to teach. Still fewer enter the stage of immortal master, and in addition, continue to function among the masses. But as a Toltec Nagual and seer, Almeen's life was dedicated to leading others to complete freedom from mortal boundaries. Journey to the heart of God is an opportunity of a lifetime to see through the eyes of one who has encountered the indescribable realms of eternity. From such a perspective come insights that can heal the deepest wounds of alienation found in human hearts. Journey to the heart of God contains, no matter how profound, truth. Truth that can be recognized for what it is, and is the truth that shall set us free. Pick up a copy of The Journey to the Heart of God and discover your personal truth and freedom through Almeen's books, CDs, workshops, lectures, and magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. We've got about 8 minutes left here, and I want to summarize to you what it is they have said so far. They have said that, see, I bring information in, and I think I explained this, not that our last show, but the one before, how if you ask me what I brought in 2 weeks ago, I cannot even tell you. So they're saying to me that I'm bringing this in very, very rapidly. There are 13 websites, with the exception of alifeofmiracles.com, which is our place for wisdom and contemplation and sharing of master's thoughts and talents and so on. We've got some of the beautiful sacred art that comes from the Zimbabwe libraries there by our master, Karen Fulgarelli, one of our wonderful oracles that went in there, and she's able to paint the paintings on the Zimbabwe walls. So you can see those on alifeofmiracles.com. With the exception of that, there are 13 websites, 12 of them to master, and the 13th one being alchemy. And that when you master all of those, you learn the techniques that are on there, you have now got access to the higher alchemies. You will be able to understand them better. They all fit together like pieces of a puzzle. But it brings the following. Coupled with the new angelic knowledge that is coming through. Now, granted, that book will only be out in April of 2009. However, there is, I believe, one gate available currently, and I think that it is on the blog. If it isn't, you can certainly, by asking the masters on the forum, which is your place to talk to the masters and my classes, be able to voice your own feelings. We have high respect for your points of view on the teachings, so we would love to hear from you, my brothers and sisters. And that is the place where you can ask if you don't have it, but there is one full gate already assembled. And so you can go ahead and use that gate and the method that we gave to send through to humanity these techniques. And as you do that, you heal their hearts. And you heal them and make them receptive enough that they can start to access high information that bypasses mind. And so they're saying to me, because I got a little panicky there for a moment because, you know, the books have been pouring forth. We have now written, we're in February as we tape this, and I've written 5 books since the beginning of January. It's pouring through, and there's these time loops, so I don't even really know how they get written, but somehow they do. You know, so it's getting a little panicky, and then they've explained now that the information is not going to come at a cognitive level. It's not going to be explained. It's not going to come through the writing. There are windows in these sacred wheels that connect, that open up to bodies of information, bodies of very potent secrets that will have to be bypassed with mind and heard through the heart. the heart will be cleared because the masters will do this great work. And so at that point, people can hear and understand heart to heart, no longer of the head. Let me just ask them if there's more that I need to get from them before we move on to something else. I'm looking here at the picture of these, of the specifically, their phenomenal complex outlay in the Atlas Mountains. And I'm asking them exactly, you know, what are we to understand from its pattern? Oh my goodness, they say, don't you see, yes, I'm starting to see this. Ishartu nasva perkete inashva ute mishna. They say there is a complex, as I explained to you, horizontal floor plan. Those are bodies of information. They say that the four round chambers that I described as being on the outside of the central cave in the north, the east, the, you know, the north, the west, the south, the east, that those are the four bodies of alchemy, that there's a great deal more to them than what we currently have. Esher tusach neshba ekiye anash vihis. There are other related bodies represented by the other chambers. There's another six chambers. Shuchta nis pa ayesh uyeiach. But then there is a vertical outlay of that adds two more chambers. Because if you think of those four, you know, spots on the outer wall of this round cave as 1, 2, 3, and 4, they go through 4 and they go through 2. They go through the spot in the east, they go through the spot in the west. But it's vertical. So it's like a vertical ring. So there's an additional round chamber up above, which is direction of above, which is 5. There's a additional chamber below, which is 6. So they're saying these chambers cannot be accessed, nor can their secrets be interpreted through mind. Nishtach bisteiyeh kanashwa. This is why you must be asleep as you give this information into a recording device. I suppose a microphone near my mouth or something. Miyech ba kumush. Ishta uyikia ba iye. Over years, not years, over many lectures, you have always explained as clearly as possible what you are saying. Kia kuchi. This would pull the information into the horizontal plane where it does not belong. That's why it has to go through the heart. No information, no being awake, no sleeping. During sleeping, you will notice on the map that there is, in fact, the central cave. The central cave opens when the information of the horizontal is complete and the information of the above and below have been received through the heart. So I don't understand what that means. They are saying to me, life will go through a door into a whole new level of existence. Pispach peshke ikia unush hasva kinach vauset. Okay, my brothers and sisters, I've come to the end of the show. Kinete piku unachva setivi eske ushnava. They say, please tell them goodbye from us. Goodbye, but we're here if they need to talk to us. So the angels are saying goodbye. This has turned into a most amazing show, and I'm so grateful because I've learned so tremendously much. Thank you very much those of you that have joined me on this pre-record, and those of you that will be listening to it either on the archives or during the airing of the show. My love to you always. Bye-bye then.
The Complete Power Of and the Mystical Keys series of radio programs are part of the Premier CD set. They are available from Al Mean at www.spiritualjourneys.com. Request the entire Premier CD series set or the new book, Aruba Farina, The Book of Fairy Magic, by calling 502-499-0016 today.
We hope you've enjoyed today's show, Windows into Eternity with Al Mean. Please join us again next week.